Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas, and welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Ann Schenck, Gleaners Vice President of Advancement. Ann is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Congratulations, Ann, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor.
And start out and just talk to us a little bit about Gleaners.
Sure. Gleaners is a food bank, and that means Gleaners as an organization collects large amounts of food and redistributes it to soup kitchens, food pantries, shelters throughout Southeast Michigan in order to provide food for folks who are have a little trouble in their lives and need a little help to get by.
How do you collect the food? Where does it come from?
So the food comes from all over, really, all along the food chain. We get food from farms. We get food donated from wholesalers and retailers, grocery stores. Lots of organizations and companies do food drives for Gleaners as well. We also purchase some food to be able to mix out the nutritional mix of the food that we're able to provide.
So you collect the food and then you distribute it to various places that then pass out the food to people who need the help?
Exactly, right.
And some of those places would be like where?
Like the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, for example, or a typical church pantry that's run out of a basement room in a church or religious organization. We serve about 550 different agencies. About 300 of those are what we call our traditional member agencies, which are those soup kitchens and shelters and pantries. But the rest of them are schools. We actually have a lot of school partnerships.
Really?
We noticed, especially during the most recent recession, that child hunger was a particular issue in Southeast Michigan. And so we targeted schools, especially, in order to be able to get more food to kids who need it. In part because even short periods of hunger or malnutrition in children can really have lifelong impact. So we didn't want the recession to end up leaving that generation of kids behind.
Have you seen an increase in the need for people needing food?
Actually, because the economy has improved in recent years, we've actually seen a decrease, which
oh,
is great
that's
news.
Great.
The challenge is there's still about 700,000 people in Southeast Michigan who are going to face hunger or food insecurity at some time. And so that's a lot of people. And we know that at Gleaners, we reach about 426,000 of those through our programs. So there's a lot of folks who aren't getting any help at all. And even those that we do meet, we know that we're only reaching them with about 60% of the food that they need. So even though the situation has improved, it's still a pretty big problem.
How did you get into this business?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a native Detroiter. I grew up on the southwest side of the city, and which was a wonderful place to grow up. Very diverse, working class neighborhood. I saw a lot of need in that community as well. And so I think it just sensitized me to the fact that not everybody has it easy in life, right?
Sure.
And people need a helping hand from time to time. And so at a young age, I knew I wanted to pursue a career or at least make a difference, you know, use my life to make a difference for people. And so I went to Wayne State University. And as I was getting my master's degree in organizational communication, I had the wonderful opportunity to land a job as an administrative assistant at the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. And I thought, what a great opportunity to really learn about the nonprofit sector because they work with all sorts of organizations throughout the region. And so I was there for 9 years. And when I left to join Gleaners, I was vice president of marketing and communications. So that time really honed me as a nonprofit professional, and I am really grateful for that opportunity there. Going to Gleaners was a wonderful chance to really be on the ground level and helping people on a day-to-day basis with what they needed to get by.
So you're the vice president of advancement.
Right.
Is it a tough job? What's the job like?
It's an enormous job, but it's a great deal of fun. So advancement in the nonprofit world means the broad set of activities that you need in order to prepare or make sure that your organization can perform its mission, right? So it's financial resources, it's volunteer resources, it's food drives, and all of those activities that make sure that we can do what we're able to do in
the
community.
They need you to get their budget.
Right.
Right?
Right, right. So so I have a tremendous team. Sure, raising money is hard. It's definitely not easy. We work really hard to do it. We work really hard to gain the trust of our donors and the trust of the community. But it's also a great joy when you're able to help people do something meaningful with the resources that they've earned and make a difference in the community. That's what it's all about.
It's interesting you say that. What does it feel like to actually see the results of your labor, to see people getting food, especially, you know, the kids in the school?
Sure. It's really remarkable. I mean, the immediate relief from the stress of worrying about when you're going to see your next meal or how you're going to feed your kids is a remarkable thing. When someone finally is able to get that job or right-size their situation so they don't need our help anymore, they're so grateful that we were there to get them through a tough time. And that, I've made some great friends who have been through that experience, and it's really touching and a very powerful thing.
You know, in the Detroit area, you often hear that Detroiters are very generous. Do you experience that?
Absolutely. We have had people from all walks of life contribute to Gleaner's mission, whether wealthy individuals or people who could only spare a dollar or two because that's all they had. It's just an amazing thing to see the compassion and generosity in this community.
Now, do you plan on continuing to grow the business? Tell us where Gleaner stands in the world of food distribution.
Sure. It's a really interesting time to be in the emergency food sector. The amount of free food that's easy to get and distribute isn't like what it was when food banks first started out some 30, 40 years ago. So we have to look at how to do our work smarter and more efficiently. And we really have to figure out how we can change with the environment that has changed around us. So we're looking at different kinds of partnerships. For example, how can we work with the healthcare industry to be able to use food as a course of treatment?
Oh, yes. That's a really important issue.
In addition to or instead of pharmaceuticals, for example, right? So we know nutrition is so important to health, and we know that the healthcare sector has a vested interest in this issue, right? We also are expanding what we can do around teaching nutrition and cooking skills so that people can do more with what they have, and so they're not dependent on emergency food. It really becomes about how we can have the greatest impact on a household. What value can we provide beyond just the food that we're giving folks in order to get through a tough time? How are we contributing to the household stability, to their security, and their long-term success?
You have such an interesting job. Would you recommend that other young women consider doing what you do?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting that the nonprofit sector is a really challenging place to be. It's a place where you can follow your passion and really make a difference, but you have to be really, really smart as well. It's a business like any other sector, and you have to treat it that way, and you have to prepare yourself to be very multifaceted, because nonprofits are very lean. They don't have a lot of resources.
Jump in a lot of different spots,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You have to wear a lot of hats. But it's so rewarding, and I would recommend it to any young woman who wants to make a difference.
How would you get started in something like that?
I would say, you know, learn your passion and pursue that. I think it's more than that, though. It's about pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, and I think this probably applies to anyone, right? No matter what they want to do. I've been given some amazing opportunities in life, and I could have decided not to take the risk and just stay in my comfort zone, but I didn't. And it was scary at times and a little intimidating, but I learned so much about myself and learned about what I can contribute to the world. And it's been a great experience. And I would also say, celebrate other people's successes, especially your fellow women. It's hard enough to get ahead in life, and women often have to work harder and smarter than our male colleagues. No disparaging intended, but we need to lift each other up and celebrate each other's victories and celebrate each other's successes, because we need each other to get ahead.
Anne, it was really nice to see you. Nice to have you in the studio today.
It was really my pleasure. Thank you.
Special thanks and congratulations to Anne Shank, Vice President of Advancement for Gleaners. I'm Anne Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead at WJR.com.